Hi, everyone. Welcome to the West Wellness and Longevity Podcast. My name is Tara West, and I am a functional nutritionist, passionate about how we can use food as medicine and truly heal our bodies. I'm also obsessed with longevity with a love for peptides, fitness, and all the latest and greatest biohacking resources. I spend hours upon hours looking at the latest research and implementing them into my own life and in my practice with my clients. I look forward to sharing all of this wonderful information with you. Hey guys, quick reminder, this podcast is for information purposes only and not meant to treat or diagnose. So please consult with your personal health practitioner prior to implementing anything that you hear about on this show. Now on to the next episode. Welcome back, everyone. I don't have a lot of housekeeping things, so to speak, to talk about in the beginning, which I normally do, because I've recorded this episode and the other one that was released back to back, which I'm trying to get better about. So I can get ahead with these things so I can make sure that I'm always bringing you content that hopefully you would like to listen to. But today's episode is going to be pretty short and sweet. We are exploring one of my most favorite peptide blends, and that is the CLOW stack. That's K-L-O-W. And I know you've heard me talk about the GLOW blend before. This is its more powerful sibling, if you will. GLOW was designed really around regeneration, recovery for skin health. And CLOW takes that same foundation and then layers in another level of benefits with the KPV peptide. And this is one of the most, if not the most potent anti-inflammatory peptide that's currently out there. And so I'm sure you're asking, why does this matter? And we're going to get into that. But many people struggle, most of us struggle with inflammation, whether we realize it or not. And chronic inflammation, even low-grade inflammation that we may not be aware of, you've heard me say this a million times, is one of the 12 hallmarks of aging. Call it, what everyone calls it, inflammaging. Sorry, totally went blank there. Inflammaging is the coined phrase because this chronic inflammation over time can really wreak havoc in our bodies and cause us to age faster. And oftentimes this shows up as joint pain, bloating, fatigue, just slow recovery in general, like little subtle things that you're not really noticing. And then there are bigger things that come up and you realize, yes, this is an issue. But lots of times it's just these little subtle things. And so adding this KPV transforms the stack into something that not only repairs and regenerates, but it also regulates how our body does things. So the big picture takeaway here is that CLOW isn't just about looking better on the outside. It's about creating a healthier internal environment where the body can truly repair and thrive. And the GLOW does that as well, and I've emphasized that when I've discussed it. But this blend really does add this extra component that is just amazing for anti-aging and rejuvenation in general. But let's break down the peptides individually. And again, we're talking about a lot of some of the most well-known peptides, so I'm not going to go into great detail with any of these. The GHKCU is the first one we're going to talk about. I just did a very thorough episode on a GHKCU. And so if you want to go in a deep dive, go back, I think, two or three episodes, and you can listen to that one. But I always say it's the tiny but mighty peptide because it's a small tripeptide, and it has a role in skin and tissue remodeling by stimulating collagen and elastin to give us that tighter, healthier looking skin that we all strive to have as we get older. It can restore hair follicles and support hair growth. It also supports wound healing and scar reduction. And I think one of the coolest things it does is its gene expression benefits. It influences thousands of genes tied to aging, oxidative stress, actually upregulates the anti-aging gene and downregulates the genes that cause us to age faster. It's an incredible peptide. So that is a component of it. Then we have the BPC-157, which is the body protective peptide. Most of you have heard of this and know it, but just a general breakdown. This is naturally derived from the gastric juices, but it's studied for its systemic effects. It protects the gut lining It has really practical applications for things like leaky gut, ulcers, and even just general bloating. Also can provide musculoskeletal support with rapid tendon, ligament, and muscle repairs. It's known to accelerate recovery after sports injuries or overtraining. And there is a lot of anecdotal and research-backed evidence on reducing joint discomfort and even supporting mobility as we get older. All right, then there's the TB500 or the thymosin beta 4. And this one is another one that you've probably heard about. The BPC-157 and the TB500, when together, are often known as the Wolverine complex for its healing capabilities. But it is key for angiogenesis. This is new blood vessel growth and circulation and improvements with circulation. It promotes cell migration so injured tissue can actually heal faster. It can support cardiovascular health by maintaining endothelial lining and integrity. It's useful in recovery from soft tissue injuries, sprains, and even surgeries. A lot of athletes use it post-procedure recovery and even long-term vascular support. So the TB500 and the BPC-157, you do see a lot in the athletic world. I've heard of it used by professional athletes, et cetera. So that combo is a really well-known one. Now let's talk about the KPV for a minute, because this is really the game changer here. And KPV is derived from the alpha MSH, which is a natural hormone fragment, and it has anti-inflammatory properties. It directly downregulates cytokines like TNF-alpha and interleukin-6. It also has a huge impact on histamine regulation, which I'm going to talk about more in just a minute, but it calms the systemic allergic and inflammatory responses. It's also been shown to be immune balancing, reducing the overactive immune signaling, so autoimmune issues, while not suppressing immunity too much, because there's always a balance there. And it's been shown for gut health applications too. It can strengthen the intestinal barrier. It supports microbiome balance. It reduces inflammatory bowel type symptoms. So it has a lot of implications with gut health, much like BPC-157. And this is what sets the CLO blend or stack, however you want to call it, apart from the GLO stack. Because GLO is about repair, but CLO is about repair plus inflammation regulation, making recovery more complete and sustainable. So again, with the GLO, we get the skin rejuvenation, wound repair, collagen support, and then with the CLO, we get this added layer of systemic anti-inflammatory effects, more immune balance, and even more gut protection. So if you're thinking to yourself, is this something I need to try or something I want to try? I often see people use this for chronic joint pain. Arthritis is a really good one. If you're struggling with that, those recovering from sports injuries or surgeries, I often recommend this for people who come to me, particularly athletes that come to me and say that they have an injury that they want to recover faster or they're having a hard time recovering. I often recommend this one. People with gut inflammatory issues or autoimmune flares, this can also be a really good one to help get that inflammation down. People that have that mast cell activation where they have really high histamine responses, that's a really good one. I'm going to talk about that in a minute because I have a personal experience with that. And just people in general that just want to go through a cycle of this just to have comprehensive cellular support and anti-inflammatory support. Are you curious about peptides but totally lost on where to start? You're not alone, and I've been there myself. And that's why I created my free peptide guide to help you cut through the confusion and understand what each peptide does and how their specific protocols work. And if you want to go deeper, I open up just a few spots each month for one-on-one peptide consultations where we create a completely personalized protocol just for you. You can grab the free guide and find all the details on how to book a consultation in the show notes of this episode. So whether you're brand new to peptides or ready to take your peptide game to the next level, this is your starting point. Now back to the episode. So let's talk a little bit about how you use this. I recommend a blend that comes with the 50 milligrams of the GHKCU and the 10 milligrams of all the other peptides that are in it, the BPC-157, the KPV, and the TB500. So that's the ratio that I recommend. And you are going to reconstitute this much like you do the GLO blend. It comes in a 3-milliliter vial. So you're going to put 3 milliliters of the backwater in there, and you're going to pull the syringe to the 15 mark. That gives you dosing of 2.5 milligrams of the GHKCU and 500 mcgs of the other three peptides in one injection. And you're going to inject this 5 days on, 2 days off for however long you want for recovery, or if you just want to do a cycle of it, anywhere from 8 to 12 weeks. And then I want to talk about a different application for it that I have some personal experience, not firsthand experience, but two experiences that I have had with it is I had my husband recently pulled a chest muscle in the gym, and it was really keeping him from working out. I put him on this blend for a couple of weeks, and he was completely healed. It was less than two. And we're not spring chickens. We're in our 50, or we're 50. And so the fact that he could heal that quickly from a strained muscle really just can show you some of the powerful benefits of this peptide. And then another example that I thought was really fascinating was with my niece's husband, a young guy, relatively healthy. He's in his early 20s, and he really has struggled with this mast cell activation, if that's what you want to call it, but really severe allergies. He's tried everything. He went even to the Mayo Clinic to try to get advice on treatment protocols. And basically what they did is they put him on steroids and allergy shots and things like that. And every time I was around him, he'd have these severe flare-ups with his skin, with these rash and hives, and his eyes would flare up and get super red and swollen. He was just miserable. And so they reached out to me, and I put him on this Clow blend. Actually, I put him on the Glow with the KPV added in. And then what I had them do is I had them get 1 10-milligram vial of the KPV, reconstitute that with 1 milliliter of backwater, and then put that entire amount of the reconstituted KPV into a amber glass spray bottle, and then add a 30-milliliter amber glass spray bottle, and then add 29 milliliters more of the backwater. So you had a total volume of 30 milliliters, and this turned into a topical spray. So I told them, do this protocol with the injections, and then anytime you have a flare-up, use the spray to calm the skin down from the exterior. And they recently reported back to me, which I love to hear, that he has not hardly had any flare-ups at all since starting this protocol. And when he has, they use the spray, and his skin immediately calms down within 30 minutes. And when I've been around him before with these flare-ups, they would last for days, and it was really hard for him to keep it at bay. And not only that, but he was able to get off all of his other medication, including his pretty potent allergy shots, and has been doing better than he has in years with this. And so these are just two small examples of how this blend can really work in different ways and be extremely effective. That's the Clow Stack blend wrapped up in a nice little nutshell. I told you this was going to be a short episode, and it is. I'm looking at it looking right under about 15 minutes. So in closing, I would like to say this. If you're interested in trying it, I'm going to put that spray protocol in the show notes so you can go refer to it so you don't have to remember it. I'm also timing the release of this particular episode on when we're launching this product at The Peptique. We do the third-party testing, which provides you COAs, certificate of analysis, which tests the purity, the potency, and the identity of the blend and all the peptides in it. And we also do endotoxin testing on all of our products. So you will see that too attached to the product online to make sure it's free of any endotoxins that could be harmful. You can purchase with confidence from The Peptique and know that you're getting the top quality product that we could possibly bring to you, because we don't put anything into our inventory that is not 99% purity or better, and most of them far exceed that, 99.5, et cetera. Go check that out. There will be a discount code in the show notes for that as well. And one little housekeeping thing, I've mentioned this the last few weeks. I'm going to continue to mention that for people that are just now hopping on. But if you are a female and you really want to get into how peptides can really support women's health and longevity, I've created a platform on the school platform, that's SKOOL, called the Women's Peptide Collective. And this is just a place that's women just like you and me. They get on and we talk all about our experiences with peptides and other things so we can learn from each other and collaborate with each other to live the most fully optimized life that we possibly can and have the longest health span that we possibly can. And I'm absolutely loving it. I'm learning so much from the members that have already joined. I will put the link in the show notes to that. I really encourage you to get on there and join. I also put special discount codes on there for the Peptique that's just for that group. And let's see what else. Go follow me on Instagram at WestWellnessATX. That's the same for TikTok. If I don't get banned, which I'm already been shadow banned from Instagram and TikTok, I don't know what's going to happen with that. I've already had one TikTok account disabled, but I'm not going to talk about that right now. But yes, the support helps me to continue to bring all this information to you guys, which I love doing. And I think that's it for today. Like I said, super short and sweet. Keep listening. Keep sharing the podcast with people that you know, especially if you found it informative. Go like it. Leave a review. And until next time, everyone, have a blessed day.